Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The Minnesota Council on American Islamic Relations is responding to the latest Truth Social post by President Donald Trump. The video featured Somali Americans at the Mall of America with a, quote, sad song in the background. Kara Men says the post mischaracterizes everyday scenes and portrays Somali Americans in a negative light. The White House has yet to respond to Kara Men's statement. A member of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee says year-round nationwide E15 negotiations are in a good place coming out of the April recess. Republican Representative Brad Finstad.
We've had a lot of good talks, a lot of good progress. Latest version of the E15 year-round legislation is in the legal counsel's office right now at the U.S. House lawyer's office. They're drafting the bill for us.
Finstad says small and medium-sized refiners are coming on board as talks continue. Representative Angie Craig is calling for a series of debates in the Democratic primary race for Minnesota's open Senate seat. Craig has proposed three debates with Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, two before the May 29th DFL state convention, and one ahead of the August primary. No debates have yet been scheduled in the DFL primary. Flanagan says she, quote, looks forward to debating Craig this summer. Minnesota lawmakers haven't agreed on much this legislative session. Carleton College analyst Stephen Shear says a bonding bill for infrastructure projects could get bipartisan support.
Both Republicans and Democrats have talked favorably about it. The problem is, how big is the bill? What projects are in it? The Senate Democratic chair wants to spend more than the governor does.
Shear says House Republicans don't want to borrow as much as any of them. Governor Walz is proposing a $907 million bonding bill. Superior National Forest officials are planning a series of prescribed burns pending final approvals. Officials say the controlled fires could continue through June as weather conditions permit. Prescribed fires are intentionally set and carefully managed to reduce overgrown vegetation. Maps showing the locations of planned burns will be posted on the Superior National Forest webpage. Minnesota music icon Bob Dylan will perform at the new Mystic Lake Amphitheater in Shakopee. Dylan is playing with Lucinda Williams and the John Doe Folk Trio on Monday, July 6th. Tickets for the Mystic Lake show go on sale Friday. The Minnesota Wild go for their fourth win in a row tonight, where they play the Seattle Kraken at Grand Casino Arena. Kirill Kaprizov had a hat trick in the Wild's 5-4 win Sunday at Detroit. The Wild are 2-0 this season against the Kraken. Country music star Brad Paisley is coming to the Minnesota State Fair this summer. He's scheduled to play the grandstand stage on Thursday, September 3rd, with special guest Avery Anna. Tickets for Brad Paisley go on sale this Friday, with prices starting at $82. The Office of Cannabis Management reports 83 businesses have applied for hemp licenses since April 1st. The OCM reopened the application window for operators that missed the first application period last fall. Officials say 76 retailers, 4 manufacturers, and 3 wholesalers applied for licenses to make and sell low-dose hemp edibles and beverages. This is MNN.